Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
Blessed be the name, oh blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, yes, blessed be the name. My friends, tonight, blessed be the name of the Lord.
To quote the old-time Pentecostals, that's a big amen. Praise the Lord, my friends. Welcome to tonight's program. Thanks for tuning in. Be an informed Christian as you listen to the Prophecy News Behind the News on Signs of the Times International Radio, hosted by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, called and ordained by God, not men. Speaking to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth, the last day signs, the end times, they sure are here. Can you believe it? It's February already, and winter, what little we have left of it, is almost gone. Though there is snow here in central New York, I can see plenty of grass and clear ground. My, my, my. Is this an end time sign? Matthew chapter 24, verse 22. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Now for tonight's last days, end times, quick Bible study from the King James Version, of course. Matthew chapter 24, the Revelation chapter of the Gospels, verses 11 through 13. And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Hallelujah, amen, glory to God. I'm having a Holy Ghost fit here, friends. That's quite a verse, isn't it? One of the most prominent false prophets today, though there are many, is Obama, who has fooled or deceived the world and gained much power. And Obama is coming out of his closet now. The word iniquity speaks of a condition that is without law or lawless. Lawless because of ignorance or simply because the laws have been violated, which is a failure to keep them, or a failure to obey or observe the laws. They wax cold. Those who do this, like Obama, offend, insult, and outrage those of us who keep and obey the laws, especially those of us who keep and obey God's commands or God's laws. Amen. Ah, but then there is verse 13. And by the way, my friends, 13 is a good number for Christians. Don't be superstitious, because Jesus and the 12 disciples equal 13, don't you know? And being superstitious equals hell, don't you know? So don't do that. Anywho, verse 13 has an awesome promise for true truth Christians. And all you have to do to receive that awesome promise is to endure unto or to the end. And that assures your salvation. I'm not saying that. That's what that verse says. Matthew chapter 24, verse 13. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Backslide, though, and the result is you will fail along with all the rest, and therefore you will be judged and sentenced along with all the failures. Amen. To me, the choice is so very simple. I will endure unto the end. And in the final round, I will rise up to meet the Lord in the air. How about you, my friends? The choice is yours only. I'm getting on in years. I've been around a long time, my friends. And I want to tell you something. I've learned a lot, both natural and spiritual, in that period of time. I'm headed for 7 centuries, don't you know? But you know what? I don't feel like it. Hallelujah, amen. Most people figure I'm only around my 5th century. Glory to God. I know I sound like it and I look like it, but sometimes I just don't feel like it. But glory to God anyway. God is my healer and my deliverer. Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Enough said, get right and get ready.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
1.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries, On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
"Let there be light."
Yea, saith the Lord, listen to me more closely now as the time of the end approaches. The last day is coming and almost near. For I am speaking more now than I have ever spoken before. I am warning, I am rebuking, and I am upholding my word, says God. For my word will stand when all else shall fail. Get into my word, read my word, and you'll know it, a true prophet from a false prophet, saith God.
My, True Truth Prophecy is alive and well on Signs International Radio. And speaking of prophecy, tonight's True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study is from the King James Version, Jeremiah chapter 28. My. On this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of men. Jeremiah chapter 28, verse 8, King James Version. The prophets that have been before me and before thee of old prophesied both against many countries and against great kingdoms of war and of evil and of pestilence. Watchman comment. To put it simply, a prophet is the spokesman of God, of Yahweh. And the prophets have existed for a long time, way before you and I. Prophets are not made, they are called and chosen by God. The word old in this verse speaks of prophets being of long duration, perpetual and everlasting. They are not schooled to be prophets, as some try to tell you they can do. No. They get the anointing when they are called by God in no other way. And please notice, prophets are not called to speak sloppy agape. No. They come against things like countries, kingdoms, war, evil, and pestilence. Now that does not sound much like you have been taught by sloppy agape preachers, does it? Of course not. If they preach that, they would be out of their jobs. No one pays Brother Johnson but Yahweh. And from me, you will get the true truth that will turn your life to God and God's word before you become one of those fallen. Amen and amen. Pulling some right out of the fire, Jude chapter 1, verse 23. Hallelujah! Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. So, get right and get ready, my friends. My friends Philip from Ohio and Alex from Virginia obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and they are our WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water sponsors for tonight's program. Father, bless them all, Lord, and thank you, Lord, for touching their hearts. And also bless all the listeners tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, amen. Let's pull some right out of the fire tonight. Luke chapter 24, verses 47 and 48. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. These were the instructions of Jesus just before he was carried up into heaven, verse 52. Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchmen Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
The Pope's failing health. Pope Benedict is now 84, the same age his predecessor was at the time of his death, and he's clearly starting to slow down, but he might not have to die to relinquish the papacy. He could just retire. Watchman comment. This could open the door to the last days, end times Pope, many call the Black Pope. Listen to this audio.
Hundreds of thousands from around the world have gathered in St. Peter's Square for the election of the new Pope.
Nearly 900 years have elapsed since St. Malachy predicted the arrival of the final Pope.
So far, only black smoke has arisen from the chimney of the Sistine Chapel.
The entire world is waiting and watching for the arrival of Petrus Romanus,
the Black Pope.
In the extreme persecution of the Holy Roman Church, There will sit Peter the Roman, who will pasture his sheep in many tribulations. And when these things are finished, the city of seven hills will be destroyed, and the terrible judge will judge his people. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone.
Continuing. The Vatican Insider newspaper ran this headline. Pope Benedict XVI is thinking about leaving the papacy next April when he will turn 85. Continuing. Islamic jihadists claim they set Nevada forest fire. Out of hatred for Jews, of course. The claim is dubious, but revealing in many ways. From the Ansar al-Mujahideen site, I quote, Allah Almighty says, and wage war on all other idolaters as they are waging war on all of you. 36 Sharia at Tuba. Allah have granted a group of our brothers from the Lions of Masadat, al-Mujahideen, at 25 Safar 1433 AH, corresponding date 19 January 2012, to set fire in the forests of Nevada in the Reno region. Watchman comment, this could be true, as there are sleeper cells in America, or they could just be seizing on an opportunity to capitalize on a natural happening and taking credit for it when they had nothing to do with it. It could give them ideas they did not have before. Scary thought either way, isn't it? Continuing. Now New Jersey lawmakers push same-sex marriage. Legalizing same-sex marriage is the first priority for legislative leaders in Trenton, New Jersey this session, which they made clear by numbering the bill 1 in both the Assembly and the Senate. Number 1. A majority of New Jersey residents support gay marriage, so why is the Democratic-led legislature pushing the issue now, when Republican Governor Christie has said he opposes same-sex marriage and could veto the bill? Could it be Democrats are waving the gay marriage flag to draw campaign cash and enthuse supporters for 2012? Watchman comment, Well, New Jersey Republican Governor Chris Christie has just nominated a gay to the New Jersey Supreme Court, so I guess he's not too opposed to it, is he? Continuing. Does enduring extreme weather make you vote liberal? On the heels of a disastrous weather year in the USA, and with a long presidential campaign season looming, a new study finds that people who have endured extreme weather events are more likely to support environmental legislation, even if it means restricting individual freedoms. Watchman comment, the sheeples are like lambs led to a slaughter. Give them what they want, and they will go easily to slaughter without thought of their own demise. And now the scientists are saying this could be the worst tornado season ever. My, oh my. My dear friends, there has been a bunch of controversy over Obama's birth. Was it in Kenya or Hawaii? Well, a science radio listener from Canada has sent me some shocking information containing proof in the form of Obama's Kenya birth. It is 7 pages long, so it's quite long, containing 4 pictures of registered birth certificates, which appear to me to be authentic. However, I am not an expert. This report is way too long to use on this program, and besides, without being able to show you the birth certificate pictures, it is not as impressive. And this is radio, not TV. So I have a proposition for you, and it is this. If you will send me a generous offering to help keep Signs on the Air, I will send the 7-page, 4-picture report to you, and I will do all the work and pay the postage. But if you cannot send an offering, as always, I will send it to you free. But you must supply me with a SAISI, a self-addressed, stamped envelope with 3 first-class stamps on it to cover all those pages. That would be a huge help to me as I do everything myself, even if you send an offering. Thanks, my friends. Send it to Signs, P.O. Box 1-800-222-1222. Lisle, New York, LISLENY, 13797, USA. That address repeats at the end of this program. So if that got by you, get your pen and paper ready and ask for the Obama Birth Report with four pictures. Continuing.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
USA, new Big Brother tech system has red light to mark pre-crime suspects. New Jersey plans to cut crime by highlighting suspects with a red beam spotlight before any crime is committed. A pre-crime deterrent to be mounted on a nearby streetlight or other fixtures can shoot that red beam up to a mile away, sending the message Big Brother is watching you. According to the report, police officers monitor hundreds of video feeds from across one city in New Jersey and opt to brand would-be criminals with a red glow if they believe they are about to engage in a crime such as a street corner mugging. Watchman comment, I have been warning you for a long time this was coming. Do you believe the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now? Continuing. U.S. government demands permanent student records. Parents have no access. Since No Child Left Behind was passed 10 years ago, states have been required to ramp up the account of data they collect about individual students, teachers, and schools, personal information, including test scores, economic status, grades, and even disciplinary problems, and student pregnancies are tracked and stored in a kind of virtual permanent record for each student. But parents and students have very little access to that data. All 50 states in Washington, D.C. collect long-term, individualized data on students' performance. But just 8 states allow parents to access that data. Continuing. Islam, the religion of perverted sex. Engaging in their own form of Stockholm Syndrome, most Muslims treat their women abusively. Most Muslim women publicly defend the very laws that enslave them. They actually justify the evil rules of Islam and say it is for the betterment of the Muslim woman. Many Muslims claim that Islam honors women, just as they claim that Islam is a religion of peace. The truth, however, is just the opposite. The devil lies, don't you know? He's the father of all lies. Continuing, there is no age limit for marriage of girls under Sharia law. A man can pay a dowry and sign a marriage contract with the parents of a toddler girl and consummate, you know what that means, and consummate the marriage at age 9. My, what perversion. Watchman comment, I read something recently about a Muslim married to an 11-year-old girl that was pregnant. My. Continuing. Total federalization of police under new Homeland Security mission. DHS, Department of Homeland Security agency, abandons fighting terrorism, shifts to hiring police, taking over America. A new white paper presented to the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence carves out an evolving mission for Homeland Security that moves away from fighting terrorism and towards growing a vast domestic intelligence apparatus that will expand integration with local and state agencies and private-public partnerships already underway via regional fusion centers. Watchman comment, I warned you about a year ago about these fusion centers, that they would be used in some 666 way on Americans. Do you believe my watchman of God warnings now? If you don't, I don't know what to tell you. Continuing, a Republican state senator from Oklahoma City introduced a bill that would ban the use of aborted human fetuses in food, despite conceding that he's unaware of any company using such a practice. Shortney said he discovered suggestions online that some companies use embryonic stem cells to develop artificial flavors. Watchman comment, he could be referencing the report I told you about recently of Pepsi using fetal cells for flavoring. Do you believe my God's watchman warnings now? Continuing. Islamic flag over the White House? Islamists say the Quran is destined to rule America. In fact, the Muslim takeover of the White House is not just an unfolding action plan, but a directive from Muhammad himself. Watchman comment, guess we know who Obama's boss is, huh? Continuing. A version of the Islamic saying goes like this, quote, a small portion of Muslims will rise and conquer the White House, end quote. Many Americans believe this conquest is well underway, if not already secretly completed. U.S. President Barack Hussein Obama was concerned enough about perceptions of his faith to address the question at one of his recent backyard discussions in New Mexico. Mr. Obama said he is a Christian by choice, which may or may not calm the concerns of those who believe he is a Muslim by birth. Watchman comment, we are not Christians by choice. We are chosen by God. God chooses us. We do not choose him. And as I said at the beginning of this program, I have a 7-page, 4-picture report showing Obama was born in Kenya. And I will send it to you if you will send me a generous offering to help keep Signs on the Air. I will send the 7-page, 4-picture report to you, do all the work, make out the letter, pay the postage. However, if you cannot send an offering, as always, I will send it to you free. But you must supply me with a SAISI, that's a self-addressed stamped envelope, and it must have 3 first-class stamps on it. Yes, 3 first-class stamps, because it is 7 pages. And that would be a huge help to me, as I do everything myself. Thanks. And by the way, if you send an offering, it would help me a lot if you could send the SAISI also. Just send it to Signs, P.O. Box 122, LISLENY 13797, USA. Again, that address repeats at the end of the program. Continuing, under Obama, price of gas has jumped 83%, ground beef 24%, bacon 22%. Regular unleaded gasoline was $1.79 a while back. 5 months later in June, unleaded gasoline was $2.26 per gallon, an increase of 26%. By December of 2011, the price of regular unleaded gas per gallon was $3.28, an 83% increase from January 2009. By May 2011, gas prices hit a high under the Obama administration at $3.93 per gallon, about 4 percentage points away from the July 2008 high. Watchman comment, do you believe my God's watchman warnings now? I warned you this was coming and that gas would go up even higher than $4 a gallon. Hasn't happened yet. Might even go to $5 or more. Continuing, delinquent, feds, military owe $3.4 billion in unpaid taxes. From postal workers to congressional staffers, federal workers failed to pay billions in taxes in 2010. Employees in the U.S. Senate and the House of Representatives owe more than $10 million. Watchman Shofar. Stay tuned for another True Truth Quick Bible Study as the program finishes. Dear friends, please take the time to write me this week, and when you do, please pray about including a love offering, no matter how small, to meet the need to help keep Signs on the Air. Are there any WOW, Wow, Walk on Water faith walkers listening tonight? If so, do you enjoy this program enough to, in faith, send support to keep Signs on the Air? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Just write Signs, spelled SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, Town Islial, spelled LISLE, New York, just abbreviate that, NY, zip 13797. The Bible is how we live free in an unfree world. Now for tonight's ending True Truth Quick Bible Study from the King James Version. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. Therefore, we also pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. My friends, when the 12 spies were sent to Canaan to spy out the land, 10 returned with a very bad report. Their assessment was that it was impossible to conquer the land that God had promised them. Now if God promised, it couldn't be impossible. They seemed to forget how God had led them with a pillar of fire by night and fed them manna from heaven during the day, brought forth water out of a rock, and parted the Red Sea. They saw the situation with only their natural eyes and failed to walk by faith and succumb to fear. Joshua and Caleb, however, returned with a good report, refusing to be discouraged by what they saw and, of course, believing their God. They fully trusted that their supernatural God was not going to break his promise to his people Israel. My friends, you are living in days where the world looks bleak, and the evils seem to grow more threatening and dangerous every day. How will you react to them? Will you be devastated and terrorized like the 10 spies with a bad report, or will you do something extraordinary, supernatural, so to speak, spiritual? Will you walk by faith like Joshua and Caleb did, spiritual warriors, trusting in the love and power of God, and seize the opportunities that are at hand? My friends, walk by faith and stand firm facing every challenge and laying hold to every opportunity that awaits you. May Joshua and Caleb be your walk-on-water spiritual examples of true faith and courage in these last days. With your God going before you, you also can take the land, glorifying him in every battle. But remember, you are the servant. The Lord is the battler. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now a preached altar call in a church service by Brother Ralston.
Amen. Romans 10, but what saith it? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and will believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with thine heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with thy mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed.
My. I pray that you heeded what Brother Ralston had to say. So please tune in again to Signs International Radio, my friends. For when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be blessed and ready. So as I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in for a fresh program this coming Saturday. Now listen closely on frequency 4840, Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern. That's 4840, Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time for another fresh, new Signs Prophecy News Behind the News program. Thanks for tuning in tonight to Signs International Radio, my friends. This program is here to be a blessing to you, and I make every effort that the program will inform you and bless you and encourage you. Will you make the effort to write or call to bless me back? Now, my virtual recorder number. Please tell me your state. A lot of people are forgetting to tell me what state they're in and how well you could hear tonight's program. It really helps me when I know the state, and I know you're listening, and I know where the program is going, and it helps keep Signs on the air. And by the way, I only have one number, so please use your redial if it's busy until you get through. I'd sure appreciate it. Here it is, 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3.
Yeah, Burley Johnson, Northwestern Ohio, 5070. Excellent program, excellent single. A little fade out there and then, but it worked.
Thank you, my dear brother. I sure do appreciate your consistent radio checks. Thanks a lot. Maranatha. God bless you, my friends, and thank you so much for tuning in tonight to Signs International Radio and being with me here on the air. Remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Thanks, blessings, and Maranatha. Watchmen's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.